your Bibles, please, to the book of Matthew, chapter 7. In your Scofield Bible, page 1004, that's 1004. And we'll be reading just three verses, the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd verses of Matthew's 7th chapter. We'll read these verses in unison. And shall we stand, all of us, please, for the reading of the Word of God. Okay, let's read. Ready? Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And let's pray. Father, we pray that you give us hungry hearts for your word as it's preached tonight. Help us not to accept as commonplace this wonderful church you've given us. And the great preaching and preacher that you've given us over these years. This is wonderful. This is a great time, a special time, a unique time in all the world. It's unique. And we pray that you'd help us to have some appreciation for what we have here and help us to know that we need what the man of God has prepared, what you've given him to give to us. And so bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Of course, we're starting the sermon tonight about 20 minutes later than usual, 15 to 20 minutes, and it'll be and I mean this when I say it'll be a much, much briefer sermon than usual. And I want to speak tonight on this subject, and I want you to listen to me carefully. No pens, no note-taking. Everybody listening carefully as I speak to you on the subject. Don't get the tickets mixed up. Don't get the tickets mixed up. Before I pray, I want to say this. I have a constant fear that I will not make the plan of salvation as clear as it ought to be. Every once in a while somebody says to me, do you feel like that little child is old enough to understand? That doesn't bother me as much as I feel like there's some adults that are too old to understand. Jesus says if you get saved, you've got to become as a little child. He didn't say to a child, you've got to become as an adult. Says an adult, you've got to become as a little child. The easiest thing in the world to understand is the plan of salvation. The easiest thing. And because it is so easy, many people stumble over it. Tonight I want to speak to you very plainly. And carefully, I want you to listen to me. I honestly believe. I used to hear Dr. Curtis Hudson preach on salvation. The best preacher on salvation I ever heard was Curtis Hudson. Now, there are others that could preach other type of sermons better than he, but salvation, he was the best. I used to covet his ability to preach on the plan of salvation. Now, I'm not preaching on that plan tonight, but I'm preaching something about that plan. I want you to listen very, very, very carefully because I do not have much time and I'll not take much time. Before I pray, I want to say a word about our text a while ago. Brother John led us in reading, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now, he's not saying here, it's wrong to do wonderful works for God. It's not saying it's wrong to teach the Bible. It's not saying a thing about that. I want to share with you tonight what it means when he said, depart from me. I never knew you. And these folks had done, in the name of Jesus, many wonderful works. And he said, depart from me. I never knew you. Father, bless me as I speak tonight. I need your help. And I want your help tonight. May God make it so plain. Please, speak through me. May I be a conduit tonight of thy message to the people. In Jesus' name, amen. I was in Southern California many years ago, And there was a museum nearby that I wanted to see. Now, I'm not a museum lover. I just don't give a flip about the bones of some guy that happened to win a war in 1832. I don't care. We went to Cairo twice, to the Egyptian Museum, I think it's called. What's it called? Egyptian Museum? I don't care. Said King Tut sat there on that chair. I don't give a flip where King Tut sat. But I don't care. I'm not upset if you like that kind of stuff. It's just not my cup of tea. I'm not interested in where King Tut sat. I'm interested in where I can find a place to sit. I'm just not a museum man. I'm just not. This rock goes back to 1613. I don't care. Miss Howes wanted a souvenir of Egypt. We were there in Cairo at the Cairo Hilton Hotel. So I went down to the little gift shop there, and I saw the cutest little tea set you ever saw in your life. I bought it back, and it was made in Japan. And so I'm just not very good at this kind of stuff. But I happened to be out in Southern California at a particular place where there was a museum-like place out there. I won't tell you what it was. Doesn't matter. But I wanted to see it, and I was only about a block from it. And so I walked down to where it was. My hotel was about a block from it. I walked down to where it was, and I had to buy two tickets. Now listen carefully. I had to buy two tickets. One ticket was to get me in the museum, and the other ticket was for refreshments once I got in. So I bought these two tickets, one ticket to get me in, and second ticket for refreshments when I got in. But between the time that I bought the ticket and the time that the doors opened to the museum, I was walking around a bit, and I happened to lose ticket number one. Well, I thought, shoot. I didn't think, shoot. I thought, I'll declare. I thought, amen. And so I walked up, and I gave them the ticket number two to get in. Little lady there said to me, she said, Mister, she said, you can't get in with this ticket. Don't miss this now. She said, you can't get in with this ticket. And I said, ma'am, I bought two tickets, but I lost ticket number one and this ticket number two. I said, ask the fellow. She said, I don't ask anybody. She said, you can't get in without the right ticket. She said, this ticket, hear me now, she said, this ticket will not get you in. It is only for enjoyment when you get in. You see that? Now, she said, you got to have the other ticket to get in. Now, there are two tickets to heaven. One ticket's to get in, and the other ticket is to enjoy heaven when you get in. All false religion is built around using the second ticket to get in. You see, the devil has blinded our eyes by causing us to try to get in on the second ticket. But now the truth is, if you don't use the first ticket, for example, I couldn't get in to enjoy the second ticket. I mean, I lost the first ticket, so I couldn't get in. And you say, why didn't you buy another ticket? Because I was so mad I didn't want to buy another ticket. That's why. But what happened was I wasted the second ticket. I was using the ticket that was for the enjoyment, my enjoyment when I got in, to get me in. And that's exactly what's going on all over the world today. People are taking the ticket for the enjoyment of heaven and trying to get in heaven with it. And every false religion in this world is simply somebody taking the second ticket and trying to get into heaven with the second ticket. When you don't get to heaven for the second ticket, you enjoy heaven for the second ticket. You get in for the first ticket. Satan's greatest work is making people think that the second ticket gets you into heaven. Now listen carefully as I elaborate. Ticket number one is his righteousness. Ticket number two is my righteousness. Now the truth is, ticket number one is his righteousness. That's what gets me into heaven in the first place. Ticket number two is my righteousness, which makes me enjoy heaven more because of my own personal righteousness. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't quit drinking to get to heaven. You quit drinking to enjoy heaven more when you get there. I'm not trying to get you to quit your dirty rock music to get into heaven. I'm trying to get you to quit your dirty rock music so you'll enjoy the music of heaven when you get there. I mean, for some of you folks, if Michael Jackson isn't there, you're not going to enjoy it, and he ain't going to be there. You're not going to enjoy it. Now, I'm trying to tell you, the reason I try to get you to clean up your act is not so you can get to heaven. That's ticket number two. I'm trying to get you to enjoy heaven when you get there. And the devil tonight is taking this ticket number two, which is to be used after you get inside the pearly gates, to enjoy heaven with, to get into heaven. But you don't get into heaven with your own righteousness. You get into heaven with his righteousness. His righteousness is ticket number one, and your righteousness is ticket number two. You must use... Let me explain. Why didn't these people get to heaven here? Why, they said, we prophesied in your name. We cast out devils in your name. We've done many wonderful works in your name. But Jesus said, depart from me, I never knew you. What's the deal? Was Jesus against casting out devils? No. Was Jesus against prophesying? No. Was Jesus against doing many wonderful works? Now, by those works they're talking about feeding folks who are hungry. They're talking about clothing folks who are cold. They're talking about lifting folks who are fallen. They're talking about helping folks who need help. They're talking about encouraging folks who are discouraged. And they said, we've done these wonderful works. And Jesus said, he's not criticizing these works. He's criticizing them as ticket number one. Ticket number one is his righteousness. Ticket number two is my righteousness. So actually, Matthew 7:21-23, just a bunch of folks trying to use the wrong ticket, that's all. The charismatics have got the wrong ticket. They're taking the ticket for enjoyment of heaven and trying to get into heaven with a ticket that's not supposed to be used till you already get into heaven. The baptismal regeneration people are just using the wrong ticket. They're taking ticket number two and trying to get into heaven, and it's only ticket number one. I'm saying anything that somebody tells you that you've got to do. For example, the people that took the Holy Eucharist this week. The people on Ash Wednesday who had the ash on their head. What they're trying to do is get to heaven with ticket number two. You don't get to heaven ticket number two. You get to heaven with ticket number one. And ticket number one is what he did and not what I do. Anytime anybody tells you that what you do can get you to heaven, that's ticket number two, and you won't get in. And Jesus will say to you one of these days, depart from me. I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. Now, are these works of iniquity? Not at all. They're works that are good works, but they're not tickets inside, their tickets to help you enjoy it when you get on the inside. Years ago, when I was a little boy, used to have the Texas State Fair. Still have it. I used to go to the Texas State Fair. Now, you understand, we were poor. By poor, I'm talking about a nickel was a lot of money, and I didn't get a nickel very often. I mean that. I'm talking about real, real poor. They had Children's Day once a year at the Texas State Fair, and the children got in free. Didn't cost you a thing to get in. Free of charge, you got in. Well, I'd say, Mama, I want to ride some rides. I want to ride the Ferris wheel. I want to ride the merry-go-round. I want to ride the roller loop or something, and the roller coaster. Mother would say, Son, we don't have any money. But tell you what you can do. Hear me now. You can go down to the railroad tracks there, and sometimes you can find Coke bottles, or cold drink bottles, or pop bottles there. Now, in those days, you could take those pop bottles and take them to any store and sell them for 2 cents apiece. So I'd go down there, and I'd look all over for days trying to find all the Coca-Cola bottles and pop bottles I could find. I'd take those pop bottles down to Shepherd's store, and I'd cash them in for 2 cents apiece. Now, I had the money that I had to enjoy the state fair was the pop bottle money. Now, I got in free. I got in because it was free. I didn't get in with the pop bottle money, but I enjoyed the state fair according to how hard I worked to get those pop bottles. Now, you listen to me. You know how Brother Howell stands up here and says, clean up your act? That's ticket number two. You know how Brother Howell stands up here and says you shouldn't listen to dirty music? That's ticket number two. You know why I stand up here and say you shouldn't enjoy Oprah and the soap operas? That's ticket number two. You know why I stand up here and say you ought to obey your parents? That's ticket number two. A lot of you folks are getting into heaven free of charge, but ticket number two, you haven't sold many pop bottles, haven't done many good works, and the truth is, you're not going to enjoy it very much.
Now, if I'd have listen carefully, if I'd have gone to that state fair and gotten in that state fair free of charge, and I hadn't sold some pop bottles, I wouldn't have enjoyed it. I would have sat there, listen carefully now, I would have sat there, and I would have watched other people eat hot dogs. And I would have watched other people eat hamburgers. And I would have watched other people eat snow cones. And I'd watched other people, well, I don't care about cotton candy. That's the dumbest thing ever made in my life. That's stupid. But I'd have watched other people eat the barbecue. I'd have watched other people ride the merry-go-round. I'd have watched other people ride the Ferris wheel. I would not have enjoyed it. My total enjoyment was dependent upon if I'd known it was this comfortable preaching, sitting down at this table I've been sitting here for 50 years. I'm telling you that I got to ride myself according to how hard I worked. Now you get to heaven on his ticket. How much you enjoy it is your ticket. You don't enjoy preaching down here, you won't enjoy preaching up there. You won't enjoy Bible study down here, you won't enjoy Bible study up there. You don't enjoy church down here, you won't enjoy church up there. You don't enjoy praising down here, you won't enjoy praising up there. It's time some of you people decide to sell some Coke bottles and get some money so you won't watch other people have fun while you sit there. Watch other people shout while you sit there. Watch other people enjoy the blessings of heaven while you sit there. I'm saying, I get in because of his ticket. It's he paid it all, and I enjoy it because of my ticket. Let me illustrate again. When I was in high school, I was in the ROTC, Reserve Officers Training Corps. We had a branch in our high school, W.H. Adamson High School, and I was a lieutenant in the... You didn't hear that, did you? I said, I was a lieutenant. It's obvious you didn't get that. I was the lieutenant. Thank you. As a lieutenant, I was chosen to be the head of all the ushers at all the football games at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, and also at the Dal High Stadium where they played the high school games. That was a stadium of about 20,000 people, and the Cotton Bowl seated 75,507. I went to every game. I was in charge of all the ushers. And the ushers were the privates and corporals and sergeants in the ROTC. Now, we'd go out in the Cotton Bowl. By the way, I'd see every game in the Cotton Bowl, every college game, every high school game. I'd see them all. And I'd go out there. They gave us two tickets. They gave us a ticket to get in free. Then they gave us a ticket to buy a meal with, a lunch ticket. Now, if I'd have walked up and said to them, give them this lunch ticket, and say, I want in on this lunch ticket, they'd say, you'll stay out. And if you think you're going to get to heaven because you got baptized, Jesus is going to say, you stay out. If you think you get to heaven because you've done some good works, he's going to say, stay out. He's going to say what he said in Matthew 7, 21, 22, 23, and following. He's going to say, you depart from me, I never knew you. You don't get in by doing good works. You don't get in by casting out devils. You don't get in by prophesying. You get in on his ticket, and you enjoy it when you get in on your ticket. Now the question comes, and I have to hasten. How may I obtain ticket number one? Now listen carefully. How may I obtain ticket number one? Now you listen to me. You better do more than just come to church. You better hear what comes out of this mouth right here. And you better hear what this book says. Now you listen carefully to me. You cannot use ticket number two till you get in on ticket number one. So the most important ticket for us to discuss right now is ticket number one. And ticket number one, how do you get it? Listen, I'll tell you. Romans 10:10. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. What is ticket number one? His righteousness. All right? How do you get it? With the heart, man believeth. Didn't say he's baptized unto his righteousness. Didn't say he does good works unto his righteousness. Didn't say he observes Good Friday unto his righteousness. He believeth unto righteousness. You get God's ticket by believing. Listen to Romans 3:22. The righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ. How do you get to ticket number one? By faith. By baptism? By communion? By confirmation? By the Lord's Supper? By sacraments? By confession to a priest? By being baptized as a baby? By casting out devils? By prophesying? By doing good works? You get ticket number one. The Bible says His righteousness, which gets you into heaven, is by faith. How about Philippians 3:9? The righteousness which is of God by faith. When you get to heaven, ladies and gentlemen, the only ticket that will get you in is His righteousness. You walk up and take that little ticket, and He looks at that ticket, and it says baptism, and you say, depart from me, I never knew you. You hand your little ticket in and say, I joined the church one day, and He says, church membership, He'll say, depart from me, I never knew you. See, what you're doing and what the whole world is doing, they're trying to get in with ticket number two, but you don't get in with ticket number two. Your righteousness, you get in with ticket number one, which is His righteousness. Romans 4:5. To him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly. Get it now? His faith is counted for righteousness. That's ticket number one. How about Genesis 15:6? Abraham believed God, and it was counted, as faith was counted unto him for righteousness. How about this one? How about Romans 4:3? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. How about James 2:23? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now, what did Abraham do? Abraham did some good works, but he did good works to enjoy it when he got in. But bless God, he got in because he believed God. How about Romans 4:6? Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth righteousness. How about Romans 10:4? Get this one. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness for everyone that is baptized. No. Everyone that does good works, no. Everyone that has his sins of God by Father mess them up, no. Everyone that believeth. You'll get in heaven when you have the ticket of His righteousness, and you won't get that ticket till you believe that Christ, that you're a sinner, and that you're lost, and that Jesus Christ came as a virgin-born Son of God, lived a perfect life, went to Calvary, took His sins upon His own record, and paid the penalty, your sins, and paid the penalty for your sin, and you come to Him and say, I know I'm a sinner, I know I'm lost, I know I'm under the condemnation of Almighty God, and I'm trusting You and You alone to get me to heaven. He says, here's the ticket for entrance. Now then, listen carefully. My righteousness won't do as a ticket to heaven. Now, you must have righteousness to get to heaven, but not yours. Titus 3:5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done. Notice that little line, which we have done. You get to heaven by works. See what I said? You get to heaven by works. Wake up. I said you get to heaven by works. I said you get to heaven by works. But not by works of righteousness which we have done. God never said you don't get to heaven by works. You do. You get to heaven by His works, but you don't get to heaven by works of righteousness which you have done. Isaiah 64:6. All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Didn't say all righteousness is filthy rags. All our righteousness. So consequently, you get to heaven when you put your faith in Christ, and that faith is counted for righteousness, and His righteousness is put on your record, as I said last Sunday night, is put on your record, and God gives you a ticket to glory, and you walk up there to the pearly gates, and St. Peter's there, or whoever he's there, maybe St. John Rice, I don't know, whoever's there, and you say, here's my ticket. He looks at it, and he says, that's your righteousness. Depart from me. You mean it's wrong to do good works? No, but it's wrong to do good works to get to heaven. That's ticket number two. Ticket number one is His righteousness, which you receive when you put your faith in what Jesus did for you on the cross. Now listen carefully. Just as my righteousness won't get me in. His righteousness won't get me enjoyment when I get in. Jesus paid for my entrance into heaven. He did not pay for my enjoyment of heaven. May I read for you Revelation 19, 7 and 8. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor unto him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come. His wife hath made herself ready. Didn't make herself ready to get there. Made herself ready to enjoy it when she got there. Ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Now, there are two words for righteousness in the Bible. The righteousness of Christ and our own personal acts. It says here, the marriage of the Lamb and the judgment seat of Christ. We are made ready for the judgment seat by the righteousness of the saints. And the word means the righteous deeds, the righteous acts of the saints. Now you listen. If you want to enjoy heaven, start tithing. If you want to enjoy heaven, turn that Hollywood junk off your television set. You want to enjoy heaven, you start looking in the Bible, reading the Bible. When you get to heaven and have Bible study, you won't want to go. You'll want to go to Channel 5 and see if Donahue's on or Oprah's on. Well, I got news for you. Donahue and Oprah won't be there. And what you better do is you better get busy serving God, building a bus route, building a Sunday school class, getting folks saved, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, and doing something for God. You get to heaven because of what he did. That's the ticket. And you buy your own ticket to enjoy yourself when you get there. Now the truth is, the honest simple truth is, my ticket for enjoyment is my righteousness. And for entrance is his. Now in conclusion, let me say this. Don't, number one, don't get the tickets mixed up. Don't do what I did when I went to the museum and took ticket number 2 to try to get in. And they wouldn't let me in. And because I tried to get in with ticket number 2, I couldn't even use ticket number 2. Ticket number 2 was for hamburgers inside. Ticket number 2 was for cold drinks on the inside. Ticket number 2 was for hot dogs on the inside. Ticket number 2 was for snow cones on the inside. I couldn't get to the hot dogs. I couldn't get to the snow cones. I couldn't get to the cold drinks. I couldn't get the hamburgers. Why? I'll tell you why. I was trying to get in with ticket number 2. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll never get in with ticket number 2. Ticket number 1. Two things. One, don't get the tickets mixed up. Number 2, be sure and get both tickets. There's some people tonight here. You're going to get to heaven. You've got the ticket to get in. That's all you've got. If somebody pointed a gun at your head and said, quote 10 verses in this Bible, you'd be dead within 5 seconds. If your prayer life for last week were flashed on a screen. If you prayed less than an hour last week, you'd have to die and go out into eternity. Most of the people here die immediately. Now, folks, you listen to me. There are going to be people in heaven not going to enjoy it too much. Bible said there were people that would be ashamed that it's coming. Who are these people ashamed that it's coming? The people who have his ticket to get in, but you don't have your ticket to enjoy it when you get in. So tonight, get both tickets. If you don't know that you died, you'd go to heaven, you get on your knees at this altar before you go home and you look up to God and say, dear God, it's not my righteousness, it's yours. You told me that you'd give me your righteousness if I trust you and put my faith in you. And I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm lost. I'm trusting as my Savior. He hands you ticket number 1. Praise God, you're going to heaven. And then as soon as you do that, you start feeding the poor. You start lifting the fallen. You start clothing the cold. You build a bus route. You build a Sunday school class. You get busy for God and do something for God. That's ticket number 2. I don't know about you. I want to go to heaven. But that's not all I want. We had a little song. And I said, boy, there's a little pine log cabin waiting down in Welcome Valley. There's an open door, and when my Roman's o'er, I'm going back home. Oh, there's a little while we're waiting. I don't want to live in a cabin in heaven. I want to live in a mansion. If I can just get in and live out in the country in a little shack. I lived in too many shacks when I was a boy. I want to live in a mansion when I get there. Tonight, get ticket number one, his righteousness by faith, and get ticket number two, your righteousness to enjoy heaven when you get there. Our Heavenly Father, bless the simple message, but oh my soul, how profound it is. How much plainer can I make it? I've got to have one ticket to get in, one ticket to enjoy it when I get in. His righteousness, yours, is my ticket to get in. Mine is my ticket to enjoy it. I pray and speak to the hearts of those tonight who got the tickets mixed up, trying to work their way to heaven, earn their way to heaven, get baptized to go to heaven, join the church to go to heaven, do good deeds to go to heaven, cast out devils to go to heaven, prophesy in your name to go to heaven, many wonderful works in your name to go to heaven. I pray for people that are trusting ticket number two to get them in, to put their faith in Christ and get ticket number one tonight. I pray for the